Man, there is so much evil in this world. Pride, selfishness, arrogance, abuse, families divided, nations at war, the poor and marginalized tossed on the scrap heap. Yep, there's plenty out there. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. But what about the evil that lies in our own hearts? Perhaps you're thinking, hang on, I'm not evil. But none of us is perfect. We all flirt with evil. As Alexander Solzhenitsyn writes in his book Gulag Archipelago, if only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and it were necessary only to separate them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being, and who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart? That's a very good question. That's why Jesus calls us to take up our cross to follow him. That's why he calls us to lay down our lives, to die to self, in order to find true life. The Apostle Paul puts it like this in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. As you take stock of that dividing line between good and evil that cuts through your heart, might I ask you, have you taken the once and for all decision to be crucified with Christ, to lay down your life in order that you too might proclaim, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me? That's God's word fresh for you today. Jesus means for you to live in victory over evil. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Man, the Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.